Blog Talk Radio.
Chilling with Cheese. I had to get a little Tupac in there to get the show started. It's going to be a big weekend coming up. I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. Las Vegas is going to be hot this weekend. We got the big Miguel Cotto, Canelo Alvarez fight. It is going to be fantastic. You got Guillermo Rigondeaux back into the ring. So it's going to be a big night, man. I wanted to get the show. The best guy to get it really popping off is Pac, and we got it going already. So, if you feel free to call into the show, 718-305-6496. We may have some guests coming through. Again, 718-305-6496. We also want to talk about the old Oscar De La Hoya GQ magazine article in which he had some choice words for the now retired Floyd Mayweather. Get your reaction to that. Oscar really went in on Floyd, talking about his choice of fighters throughout the years of his unbeaten career, shall we say. Oscar, who's been known to make it his feelings known that he really doesn't like Floyd too well, so... And this GQ article, he really brought the heat with some things he did not like about Floyd. And you can feel free to talk about that. Also, the whole Adrian Broner feud with TMT and the Money Team, and they're going back and forth, which is maybe childish. I don't know, but you can talk about that. Of course, Roc Nation with Miguel Cotto, and they were able to sign a big signing with Guillermo Rigondeaux. Many people have him as one of their pound-for-pound top fighters in the world. So, they made a big save, as far as I'm concerned, with that Saturday night's card, adding Guillermo Rigondeaux from Cuba to the big fight card. So, that was impressive. Of course, that'll happen. Of course, there's other fights, True TV, Friday night as well. You got Oscar's little cousin, Diego De La Hoya, fighting out in Vegas, too, on Friday night. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, December the 5th, you have the HBO Latino card, which should be really interesting. Have a gentleman from out this way, Dusty Hernandez-Harrison. He'll be on that card. So I'm looking forward to watching that fight or seeing that young man back into action. I really enjoy always talking to Dusty and his dad Buddy, so they're pretty cool people. So hopefully get it popping with that. But pretty interesting things coming up in the next month to end out the year. Of course, in the beginning of the year, you may have Sergey Kovalev back into the ring. Hopefully Andre Ward's back into the ring as well. And of course, the big fight coming up with Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez. Of course, the winner of that fight, maybe in line to fight the beast out there now. Many people consider him the baddest man on the planet, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin. Gennady Golovkin, he's making his way around Apple commercials and everything else. So, pretty popular guy. See, he's doing a little tour. I saw him in Dallas last week with Jerry Jones. So, he's getting it popping. That's really good. It's big for boxing. So, look forward to that. And, yeah. So, nevertheless, you got any questions, comments, or anything you want to talk about? Please feel free to call 718-305-6496. Also, as far as Miguel Cotto, I understand that I did not know this, but he had given Triple G $800,000 to step aside for this big fight with Canelo. And also, in turn, he was stripped of the belt because he did not pay the $300,000 sanctioning fee. So that's pretty interesting. Little things going on this week. Of course, they had the Mandalay Bay main walk, as you would think. Going to Mandalay Bay, you know, the fighters come in, address the media for the last time before the fight. It was pretty interesting. Both guys look really, really confident. Both guys are in shape. As of 2 days ago, Canelo was right at 160 pounds, so he was right on target for his 154-pound weight limit. So, of course, Miguel was in shape as well. So these guys are ready to go. Of course, all the stars are going to be out there, Mexico versus Puerto Rico. So it's going to be great. I listen to a lot of people, and you got half of them going with Miguel, half of them going with Canelo. Canelo, of course, the younger fighter. Tough guys. Last fight against James Kirkland. Man, this guy. Kirkland was a fighter who came right at him. So I think that kind of served Canelo well, because in the fights that he had trouble, was against slick fighters or boxers, counterpunchers like Israel Andy Lara, Floyd Mayweather. So, man, he just looks stronger and stronger as the fights go on. From his fight with Mayweather a couple years ago, you can see that the guy has really improved, and he's a lot better than he was back then. And he's a strong young man. And, of course, Cotto has been in some great wars. I mean, Mosley, Judah, Floyd Mayweather, Margarito twice, Manny Pacquiao. I mean, he's been in a war after war after war. Austin Trout. I mean, so, you know, the guy is, I don't know, at this point at 35, it's at one of those points where you never know what may happen. But we'll see. But we're going to try to get a few callers on the line and see what's going on out there. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's good?
Hey, what's up, Tone? It's Tone from out in Las Vegas. What's good out there, man?
Oh, man, you already know, man. There's electricity in the air, man, and I'm ready to see this fight, bro.
That's good, man. We were talking earlier, and we was talking about how this whole thing is going down and the different dynamics with, you know, of course, Miguel Cotto, you know, with Freddie Roach, and Canelo with Golden Boy. And what's your take, in case anybody did not hear us earlier? What's your call on this fight?
It's a split. You know what I'm saying? It's a 50, man, because we all know what Canelo can do, and he has the youth and this and that, and he also got popping power and can box. But Cotto, on the other hand, is experienced. He's been in there with the best boxers. And he has experience, and he can go into deep waters. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's going to be a good fight. That's all I can say. It's going to be a good, tough fight, man. But it's not going to go the distance, in my opinion.
I don't think it's going the distance either. You know what? I read something with the great Sugar Ray Leonard. Shout out to Sugar Ray. He had said that his heart was with Canelo as well. I guess the older guy, you know, the veteran who's been in wars, but he also stated that Canelo was a tough guy, man. And I don't know, man. That's
what I'm saying, like, because, like, to me, this is my opinion. George Foreman, Bernard Hopkins, Floyd Mayweather, even Manny Pacquiao, you know what I'm saying, as far as age is concerned, has been dominant against stronger and younger fighters.
That's right.
So,
and
let's just really think about that. Like, it's what I'm saying. It's a big question mark. It's a big question mark fight. But we all know it's going to be a good fight, but who's going to win? If it becomes a draw, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I'd be shocked too. And I agree with you, man. I don't think it's going 12 rounds. And you make up another great point. 35 now is not like 35 30 years ago. You know,
right,
with the training that these guys do. I mean, 35 now is like 29. You know what I mean? It's like these guys are in tremendous shape. I've seen Cotto, you know, training early in the morning in the water, you know, getting his lungs together for the fight. So it's just a different kind of dynamic now with the whole training that these guys go through.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because everybody in the boxing, it's sports, period. Let's put it like that. It's aiming to be the number one guy. It's aiming to be that icon, that legend, that moneymaker. Like, everybody is really going hard in the paint to be that guy. And that's why, like, some of these boxers are in tip-top shape. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
With these two, like, we all know how Cotto was, but Canelo was, like, cut. Like,
yes.
I'm kind of worried about my man because, like, my brother-in-law, shout out to Alex, you know what I'm saying, my Cuban brother. He's a weight trainer, right? He's a weight trainer, and he actually broke down Canelo's well-being as far as being a trainer. I mean, you know, training when he had the Floyd Mayweather fight, and he was like, dude, that is a big health risk for him because he was looking real drained and skeletorish, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
He could have passed out, man. He could have passed out in that fight, man. That is scary,
goodness.
Dude. So it's like, but now – it seemed like he worked the weight down at appropriate time. And now he's looking a little healthy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just ready to get it on.
That's a great point. And by the way, Tone's gonna be on the show, so if anybody still wants to call in, we're gonna both be on the line, and Tone's gonna offer his expertise and his game from out in Vegas, because he's right where the pulse of the whole situation is going on. So call us up while we both on the line, and, Tone will answer your question as well. So feel free to call 718-305-6496. I got a couple really – I had some people that may call in who I'm really excited to talk to. They said they may be able to call in if they can. So hopefully, Tone, we'll have a few people that may call in, you know, that offer their expertise on the fight.
So,
but it should be good, man. And then your boy – Guillermo Rigondeaux back in the ring. Of course, he's back. He's with, Rock
Jackal.
Nation. So
let's get it right.
Talk to me.
Jackal. You heard? But, Rigo, I ain't going to go too deep into it because I am, like, a little bit of, like, really? But he's on the card. Shout out to Rock Nation for getting behind the men. Jay-Z, you got a real champion on your squad. But, man, it's going to be... All right, but we're going to go back a week ago, 2 weeks. Me, Dante, Eric, and Cheese, myself, we all at the fight watching Lomachenko. It was a big debate live at the Thompson Max Center about who's better, Chenko or the Jacket. You know what I'm saying? So I really wanted to see it live on stage, but I got to watch it on TV like everybody else. So. I want to see him ride. I want to put it like that, so then I can make a really good matchup, man. So, but Rigondeaux taking this one too, easy work. Yeah. Yo. Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Welcome back, folks. We had some momentary malfunction. Of course, when you're dealing with internet radio, it kind of gets weirded out at times. So please feel free to call in, callers. Some callers I missed. And please call in. So we'll see. We're calling a couple, tone back, trying to get tone back on the line. But anyway, getting back to it, of course, the whole Mayweather-Broner situation went down this past week, and that's a weird situation. Tone, you back?
Yeah, bro.
I'm sorry. You know what? I think the whole internet situation on my end was totally, I don't know what it was.
It's all good. It's all good,
man,
bro. We're still
sorry,
rocking
sorry
it
about
over,
this.
Man.
Yeah.
All good, man.
Yeah, before you had left, or before I had lost connection, you were talking about Rigondeaux. So what you thinking about that?
Oh, man, the best boxer in the game, man. Skill-wise, you know what I'm saying, got popped. Either hand. I'm just expecting for him to put on the show, you know what I'm saying, show skills and show why, you know what I'm saying, he that dude. And we want Lomachenko, dog. We want that. We want that Olympic fight, man. We want that. We want all that, man.
Yeah,
that.
And you know what? And I think at 126, it is. I think that's becoming one of the great weight classes. Guillermo, once he goes up, you know, 120. I think between him, Lomachenko, you got Mahrez. You have Who else?
Cruz. You got Cruz in there.
Yeah. Santa Cruz.
I think he's going up, though, right?
He's supposed to. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah, man.
There's some work
with those
done
guys,
in that camp.
Yeah, but with those guys, I mean, and by a lot of them still being young, even though Rigondeaux, he's a veteran. And even though he's only had 12 fights, but the guy's been around and had probably 1,022,000 amateur fights. So, yeah,
man.
He's been around a long time. But I'm really interested to see how he looks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your what is your take on Adrian Broner and Floyd?
With that right there. It's a money move. I said this before. Is probably a money move to get the hype between the two promotion companies, but at the end of the day, you can't play in a fight. You know what I'm saying? So, it's probably crazy though, but it's like you kind of see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But not like this, no, not this quick. You know what I'm saying? So, it's only popping, man. It's only popping. It's excitement for boxing.
That's right, man. And I don't. Of course, you got Sean Porter, who just beat Adrian. Him and Keith Thurman are gonna get it on pretty soon. What is your take on that fight? Now that's gonna be a great fight too, man.
Yeah, it is, man. Even though I really don't like both fighters like that. But it's gonna be excitement. But I gotta go with Thurman. He's the better boxer.
Yeah,
he's
really
a better
is.
Boxer. Because Sean Porter, he bounces and he lunges and he can easily get countered with something. And the fact that Keith Thurman does have power, he can box a little bit. I mean, his ribs is glass, but he'll get caught with something. I mean, amateurs are totally different from the pros. I mean, headgear and this and that. You know what I'm saying? So. It's a whole different feel, but my homeboy, Leonardo Pence, a retainer, that actually sparred with Keith Thurman for Thurman's fight against Guerrero.
Okay.
They had an 18-ounce glove, and he was like, he still can feel it.
Wow.
He still can feel the punches, so that's like, wow.
That's incredible, man. I mean...
Right.
The guy brings some pop, man. I don't. And you made another great point with Porter and his wide shots, and he is susceptible to being hit. You know, somebody tag him the right way, a la Broner in the last round of their fight. You know,
exactly.
He left himself wide open, and if Broner came to fight earlier in that fight, he might have been able to do something against Porter. Which I really think he could have. I really think if he came and fought, I think he might have won that fight if it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot of those rounds he gave away.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was watching because I was like, all right, let's get this all out the way, Chief. Let's get it out the way. I have Broner in my top three for these reasons only. Okay. Let's get it out the way, man.
Right.
All right. When he fought John Molina, big puncher, got the big right hand.
Right.
Broner actually boxed this dude. Right. Boxed this dude. Like, I was there at the first PBC. And
right.
Broner boxed dude. Like, he literally has skills. Speed.
Right.
Rolling punches. Slipping. You know what I'm saying? Angling. Doing everything. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
120-108 was my card, and I was one of the judges' cards. So I give it to him just on that itself. Like, I was expecting Broner to take out Porter. So we all know Porter can't box against Carol Brook. What happened? He got schooled. He got Euro step, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got Euro step. And shout out to Carol Brook, another outstanding boxer. But,
man, you make a great point, yeah.
But, I mean, just think about that. Like, Broner can box, bro. Broner, I know a lot of people don't like him, but if you're not a Broner fan, sit and watch that fight, though.
Wow, I'm,
watch
I don't
fight,
know what I'm, I don't know whether I'm more impressed than what you said about Kell Brook or that you used the analogy Eurostep. That is off the chart.
Did he stay in the pocket or he was moving, he was angling in the pocket?
Right.
Watch that fight, man. How do you, like, whoa, I was like, kill, because I've never seen no fight, but I've been seeing him on Ring TV, and he's number two, number three, number four. So I'm like, who is this dude? I don't want to go to YouTube. I want to see, I was like, okay, this is my chance to see him on Showtime. And I was very impressed.
I was impressed with Brooke, too, man. Shout out, like you said, shout out to him. Can't wait to see him in the ring. Hopefully him and Amir Khan can make a mega fight over in England. But do you think that's going to happen, or?
If he can stay healthy.
I know. They're not getting stabbed up. I mean,
if he can stay healthy, right? If he can stay healthy, man, he good. Like, he's a serious problem.
Yeah. Hey, before we still talking, I wanted to say again, we've got about 15 minutes left in the show, but if anybody wants to call in, please call in. I know some people were calling in. Of course, Tone's going to stay on the line, and if you call in, maybe he'll answer a question or two or give him your thoughts as well. So it's 718-305-6496. I had a couple people, like I told you earlier in the show, that may call depending on their schedule. So it really wasn't definite. So if they don't, right. It's no loss. We'll, get them the next time. But yeah, man, I don't, that would be a great fight over in England between him and Amir Khan. I don't know what's going to happen or if Amir Khan is waiting on the whole Manny Pacquiao thing. I don't know. What do you think about that?
All right, this is my opinion. I mean, me and you talked about this. I think he does deserve a fight against Manny. He does deserve a fight. I don't want to see a new cat up in there just because I know what will happen. And that could do a lot to damage a person's pride, a person's fighting spirit. It's even questioning his own skills. I ain't got to go into it who that may be, but
exactly.
And Pacquiao's coming off a big. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, I'd rather see Amir Khan in there. But if that fight don't happen, then I would rather see Amir Khan as that top dude to fight the Thurmans, the Brooks, the Porters, the Diego Corrales. Diego, the dude from Argentina. Not Argentina, but Argentina, dude that had the draw with Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
At the top.
You know
what I'm saying?
He was at the Cosmo. Yeah, that's right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I like to see stuff like that because he can also be that leader dude. You know what I'm saying? That dude. And, that's how I look at it do the rematch with Danny Garcia. And I was happy when he got knocked out. You know what I'm saying? Because I do not like Amerikan as a boxer. I'm going to keep it real. Like, I don't like him as a boxer. Can he get up in there with me? It's a wrap. he had trouble with Chris Algieri. Come on, man. Chris Algieri.
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, Algieri, you'll be on the big fight card on December the 5th in Brooklyn.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you know him. Yeah, he's going to be on that fight. Of course, Kid Chocolate. Peter Quill, which is, by the way, one of the best names ever in boxing. Of course, he's the second most famous Kid Chocolate, of course. But, going against Daniel Jacobs. Daniel Jacobs, of course, shout out to him, Brooklyn Zone.
Man.
He came back from cancer a few years ago, and we got to give a shout out to him. And, of course, Peter Quillin, he came from being homeless. Peter Quillin stayed on the streets of Brooklyn. So, yeah, man, he's tough. Another two guys, is great for boxing. What do you think about that fight, man?
That's gonna be an explosion. But I got to go with Jacobs. I have to go with Jacobs because he's more technical. Quillin looked for opportunity against, correct me if I'm wrong, was it Andy Lee?
Yes.
You see what happened. Probably, I ain't gonna spoil it, but go back to the fight and you see what happened. And so, I just gotta go with Jacobs, man. But Jacobs get a little bit excited. We all know. Shout out to Sergio. He came to the club a couple times. That's my man. You know what I'm saying? And Sergio did his thing. It was a good
Sergio
fight, but he came.
He caught him.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he got a little bit too excited. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it was at. Because Sergio, he's been in there, too. Sergio's been in there.
Right.
He's been in there with the same Mosley's. And you know what I'm saying? He got a record himself. So that was a crazy fight. But, man, I'm just – that's a tough one, but I got to go with Jacobs, man. I like Jacobs because he takes his time.
Yeah.
And – he really anticipates, but when he got his man, he needs to be real careful.
Yeah.
Because once a hurt man is a dangerous man, I mean, it happens, like with Marquez Pacquiao, Edwin Rodriguez, in the last fight he had when he got knocked back down in the first round. Like, it can happen, you know what I'm saying? So he has to be careful, but I'm going with Jacobs, man. Like, that's how I look at it.
Oh, man, yeah, and of course, the borough of Brooklyn is going to be on fire that night, and, you know, everybody's going to be out. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have, like, Rosie Perez in the front row. I can't wait to see her on TV.
You know,
shout out to Rosie Perez, who is fire.
Man, you know, she's doing the thing, man. I still got a crush on her ever since Do the Right Thing, man.
Oh, my God. And, you know, sister, I would be remiss if we talking about women in boxing. I want to give a shout out to, you know where I'm going with this, Christina Ponte.
Oh, man.
And the Raisin Babe is out there. Hold on, we got another call. Hold on 1 second. Stay on the line.
All right.
Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Angelique. I'm calling from Vegas.
What's
up, Corey? How you doing?
Hi, how's everyone doing?
All right.
We good.
All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call in because, first of all, we're friends on Facebook, and, of course, we were talking earlier about this Canelo Alvarez and this Cotto, and I'm just, I just got off the phone with my son. My son's Devin De La Hoya. I don't know how many people are actually. And,
yes, ma'am.
I just got a message from a very respectable trainer who is finally agreeing with me that my son's training issues were having, it's not going well with the Vargas. We were doing much better without Vargas. That's just what I would say.
Okay.
So Oscar's decision to have Vargas train Devin now, I just got off the phone and I'm like, just so happy to have finally someone with, you know, credentials agree with me because people think I don't know shit about boxing. And I assure you, I do. And especially when it's my own son, you know. I mean, he may not have any fights on the record, but he's far as, like, he's in the doghouse over at Mayweather's, and it's crazy, you know. It gets crazy. But anyway, how are you guys doing? What's the topic? What are you guys talking about?
Oh, man, first of all, I'm glad. I appreciate you calling. Of course, I know you and Tone are great friends. Of course, we're talking Canelo, Cotto, Broner, Mayweather, that whole situation, and the whole Oscar, and it's funny you say that, the whole Oscar GQ magazine article. What's your feeling on that?
The GQ or the Playboy? Which one?
The Playboy. I'm sorry, you're right. The Playboy on Floyd Mayweather.
I just think it's just a way for him to, like, you know, get that final blow in under the belt, so to speak. You know, like, or I don't really think he's trying to call him out. Maybe Canelo's crying about needing more money, more fights, and maybe he thinks it's an easy way, like if he could just, you know, get Mayweather to come back for another fight with Canelo Alvarez. I don't know. It's not something that we want to see, but maybe it's something that he did for the fact that he really needs to please Alvarez. He really needs to make an effort to look like he's trying to get that money for him, because I don't really know of any names out there that can really generate, you know, the money that he's basically promised to Canelo, you know, to make. So I don't know what his plans are. I mean, really, it's like, I don't know. This is like the biggest fight. But then what are we going to do after this? What's going to happen? You know, like, Mayweather was fun. I think he was great to watch. I totally miss Mayweather.
Thank you.
Tone agree. I know you bring up a great point. Now, going to that fight, who do you got winning this big fight Saturday? Give me your prediction.
Keep it real.
Uh-oh. He's trying.
Keep it
not
real.
That. Let's just say in the world of boxing, anything is anything. There's just, you know, anything is possible. But I would say if De La Hoya could secure a a win in some way, like he would definitely want to do that. I think there's some worry there because Cotto, he's trying to throw him off his game. I mean, he's doing all this other stuff about the, you know, the money issue. It's got to be something that keeps you, I don't know, if somebody's asking you for hundreds of thousands of dollars and they're rent and they're going off saying it's disgraceful and stuff. I mean, that's going to be like, and so this opens up a whole new thing for Cotto to have to answer to. And people are like, well, what do you think about that? Whereas he should be really mentally in his fight mode and not deal with any of this stuff. But now he's having to. And so when you have to do that, when you get out of your fight mode and you're, you know, he's very quiet. He's not usually someone that comes out, you know, to respond to basically things like that. But I think De La Hoya is trying to get him off his game. I think he has some worries about it. I don't know, but I just think that Cotto, if he performs the way in which I know he can, and Canelo performs the way in which he has performed in the past, which I think Cotto's gonna take this. But then again, like I said, he may be off his game. It's something might happen to where, I don't know. I'm not really, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist at heart.
Mm-hmm.
For real, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if somebody is able to offer somebody something that they really, really need or want, that would trump something like, you know, who cares because Canelo is the one who needs to win this fight, especially for the future.
That's
of
right. That's a great. That is a great point. That is a great point. Tone, I know you guys know each other well. What do you have to bounce? What do you have to, you know, as far as you and her, what's your thinking on a situation with that?
I don't like as far as conspiracy and all that. I really, you know what I mean? I really don't push it like that, but I just have to go with Canelo, man. I mean, but
that would be the smart bet if you're betting money.
Something that I don't know. Do you know something I don't know as far as Cotto train? You seen Cotto train, right?
I did. I mean, he looks terrific. I mean, he looks phenomenal. Like, I haven't seen him in, like, you know, sometimes his face looks a little puffy. He just looks like maybe, but this right now, wow, he's so thinned out. Like, he, as long as there's been nothing, no issues with any kind of type of injury or anything, haven't heard of anything, I think he's in top shape. I really do. Now, I don't know what Canelo Alvarez has been doing. I don't know about his thing.
You don't know?
Well, you know, if he fights anything like what we've seen in the past, you know, I just, you know, I'm not a fan of him. I'm sorry.
I mean, okay, do you think Cotto can handle his combos?
I'm saying, look at Cotto against Mayweather. Okay?
Right.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? Look at that phenomenal fight. That was incredible. Yes, it was a few years back, but still, those skills do not just disappear. Now, look at Mayweather against Canelo. I mean, he was giving the front row like a breeze. He was missing him all night long. I mean, like, think that you gotta, like, I think that Canelo will win. If you want, I would bet money, I would go with Alvarez. I don't think that I don't think he's better than Cotto.
Oh, man, yeah. That sounds good.
Like I said, man, it's a 50-50, man. It's straight.
That's right.
It's,
you know what? I agree.
It's straight 50-50.
Yeah.
Right? Really, can nobody say this and that? But, okay, I got one. Will it go the distance? Will it go the distance?
No.
Yeah,
I don't think. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, because it's a Puerto Rico against a Mexico thing, and they really, really need that for a lot of all these fights that I think Oscar's going to be put together. He's got to use that because it really brings out the fans a lot more than just, you know, your usual. Who does he have left? on his face. It was just in his face.
And look, you know what? We talked about that. We talked about that earlier. Hey, but look, hey, you guys, we only got 30 seconds left. I appreciate you guys coming through. We're going to have to do this again and have you guys on the show. We're going to really kick up some dust on the next time we get together. But, of course, the big fight and support everybody. Support young De La Hoya out there in Vegas. And
oh, yeah, thank you.
All right,
hey,
no
who
doubt.
Who you working with again? Who you got to work with again?
I'm sorry, I can't. I didn't hear.
Who you got Devin working with?
Oh, Oscar has him training with Fernando Vargas. I had him training with Luis Merced, who, you know, was on the Olympic team 2004 as well. But,
right.
Yeah, he has him with Vargas. Like, I don't know what he's trying to do. But anyway, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Devin's in California. I'm like, what are you doing in California?
Oh,
you just took a flight to California. You're flying back tonight. They're busy.
Wow.
Busy men.
I'm gonna have to call Devin because you know what I'm saying and set something up with him. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I'll
definitely.
Be in the month.
Yeah, we'd love to have him on the show too. Yeah.
Oh, geez, I got you, bro. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I got you.
Yep. But yeah, I appreciate you guys. Yeah, we're gonna have to do it again real soon.
Yeah, all my friends were my friends before, like the people who all thought, you know, there was many people thought I was crazy, but there's like a few select friends that are still, you know, my buddies, and they always believed in me. Tony's one of them, so, you know.
Tell Rigadow to call me.
Okay, I will definitely do that.
All right. Thank y'all so much.
Guys.
And yeah, any friend of Tony's is a friend of mine, so we'll get that correct.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
All right,
take it easy.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tom.